This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hey, it's Dean Bakari. Welcome back to the podcast and welcome to 2020. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade. I hope you're excited, optimistic, and pumped up for the year to come. And in this episode, I want to talk with you and share with you just a couple of tips on how to make this year the most meaningful, most magical, most magnificent year yet. And for real this time. To really make this a year that sets you up for success and fulfillment, passion and purpose. Let's talk about what you can do to make that happen. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you a simple tip on how to do that and to create a sense of perpetual fulfillment throughout the year, rather than what happens with most people when they set New Year's resolutions. The problem is, oftentimes with New Year's resolutions is, for a lot of folks, is they get all pumped up, they get all hyped up about setting their goals, setting their resolutions to resolve to do this thing or that thing, or to stop doing this thing or that thing, which then leads them to setting way too many because they're all pumped up, they're all excited, they're super enthusiastic. It's a fresh start, fresh year. You can just wipe the slate clean and just start over, right? And this inspires us. In reality, it's just kind of meaningless. It's an arbitrary thing. It's just numbers turning on the calendar. It's not really anything. It's you can start over, start fresh anytime you want to. But nonetheless, it's a new year, new decade, and it's an opportunity for you to become a new version of you, a new version of yourself, set new goals, set new ambitions, and start to develop those disciplines and habits that are going to get you where you want to be in life. So back to the issue at hand, oftentimes we get pumped up, we start setting all these resolutions, then that leads us to setting way too many, which then leads us to being overwhelmed and then failing, which then leads to a lack of fulfillment, which is the whole reason why we're setting resolutions, setting goals in the first place. And so clearly, that's not what we're looking for in a fresh start. So today, I'm going to share just a simple tip that you can put into practice immediately so that you can start to enjoy a more fulfilling, a more rewarding experience in the year ahead, beginning today. And that tip, that strategy, is something called a yearly theme. It's about setting yearly themes for yourself. Now, before I talk about what that is, let's talk about something really quick. You know, there are only two primary reasons why we set New Year's resolutions in the first place. Goals, resolutions, things like that. There's only two reasons why we do that. And that is, number one, because A, we want happiness or pleasure or some degree of positivity in our lives. Or number two, because we want to avoid unhappiness or pain or problems or negativity in our lives. Or if there's a third option, some combination of both. We either want the happiness, the pleasure, the positivity, and we want to avoid the pain, the unhappiness, the problems, the negativity. So people set their resolutions, right? Lose weight, eat better, make more money, et cetera, et cetera. But there's one big major issue with these resolutions, and that is that they're way off in the distant future. Which means you're at risk of falling into the trap of, hey, when I achieve X goal, I'll finally be happy, right? Or when I lose X number of pounds, I'll finally be happy. Or when I make such and such amount of money, that's when I'll be happy. It puts the finish line way off out there, which for some people is misconstrued as, all right, well, I can't be happy until I get this goal. either consciously or subconsciously. That's what often happens. And if you fail to make progress on it, you fail to hit those milestones, you fail to achieve the goal at the end of the year, then you say, oh crap, you know, I failed. And you feel unhappy. You don't feel fulfilled. But happiness is not about achieving some distant outcome, is it? You know that instinctively. It's not about busting your ass, although it's a good thing to bust your ass, to discipline yourself, to work hard. But it's not about being unhappy until you get there, until you get that goal, until you achieve that thing you want to achieve. It's not about that, right? Happiness is about what? It's about progress. Progress is what leads to happiness. Progress equals happiness. Because if you think about it, most of the time, when you're making progress, when you're working hard and you're on your way to achieving a goal that you've set for yourself, you're actually happy when you're working hard on that thing. You're happiest when you're on the way to achieving that goal, right? The reason most people drop their resolutions is because they get themselves to stick with this new thing for a little while, right? They'll wake up at 5 a.m., they'll eat healthy, they'll exercise daily, but when they miss a day, or if they mess it up once or twice, and they feel like they failed and they give up altogether, right? Now, the beauty of having a yearly theme is that yearly themes help us feel good on the way to achieving our goals, right? Yearly themes, they're just simple intentions that guide you on a daily basis, that remind you why you're doing it, that remind you what you want this year to be about, right? If you set a resolution, you don't get the results you want, it can lead to a lack of happiness. But if you set a yearly theme and you keep that theme front and center, right, top of mind on a regular basis, then you'll feel like you're a success on a daily basis. They're like filters to fulfillment. And what really it is, the yearly theme, is just the answer to the following question. What do you want this year to be about? What do you want this year to be about? Right? Setting yearly themes is something that I started doing, gosh, I don't remember, several years back. And once I got married and we had a daughter, we all started doing this as a family. We all pick new yearly themes at the beginning of every year. So some examples, like my yearly theme last year was to empower, educate, and entertain. Right? To empower, educate, and entertain. And my wife, Amna's yearly theme last year, if I remember correctly, was meaning, motion, and motherhood, or meaning, motion, mindset, something like that. My daughter, Nora's, this is her first year setting her yearly theme. And for 2020, she's 4 years old. And her theme this year is magic. Super cute. I asked her yesterday morning, I said, what do you want this year to be about, Nora? And she goes, unicorns. And I said, well, what do you want this year to be about for you, and something that really applies to everything that you do? To you, she just started going to school recently, you know, she's in pre-K. And so I said, what do you want to think about while you're in school? What do you want to have on your mind when we are together as a family, when we're out and about doing things, when we're having family day, when we're having dinner, when we're playing together, when you're playing on your own, when you're drawing, and there's all these different activities that she likes to do. And I said, what would you like to think about, kind of have on the back burner, in the back of your mind, as sort of a theme that this year could be about for you, for Nora? And keep in mind, she's 4 years old, and she goes, magic. And so my theme this year, by the way, I also asked my mom, and she said, I want to be happy and I want to spread happy. I thought that was a nice theme. And so a theme could be anything. And my theme for 2020 is simple, one word, prolific. That's what I want this year to be about for me. I want it to be about being as prolific as possible in every dimension of my life. Meaning, I want to produce with the work that I do, writing, speaking, business, all of those various endeavors that I have. I want to be prolific. And I want to produce a prolific quantity of quality work. Prolific in that respect, prolific in my relationships, prolific in connecting and engaging with my readers, with my listeners, prolific in the sense of abundance in terms of business and profit, prolific in the sense of my ability to contribute to others, prolific spiritually, right? I want to be prolific in every dimension of my life. And so I thought, you know, I was journaling about it and I thought, you know, what are some words that I can use to describe what I want this year to be about? I thought excellence. Oh, that's a good one. And then I started kind of putting words together. I thought maybe I'll just do three like I usually do. Because in the past, I've usually chosen three words and I've made those my overarching theme for the year. And, you know, again, last year it was empower, educate, entertain. And the year before that, it was to inspire and instruct. So that was two. And some ones I was thinking about for this year were to contribute, to connect, crush, command, create, energize, engage, educate again, purposeful. So, and then I landed on prolific. And I thought, wow, I love that. I love that. What a great way for me to set my intention for 2020. And so now the question is, what's your theme going to be? And it doesn't mean, by the way, that if you set a theme, that you should abandon setting goals, because the theme actually complements your goals and your resolutions. So yes, you should still set goals and resolutions. Yes, you should still develop a clear vision about what you want. You should still have a compelling why to stay inspired, and you should still put goals and plans in place to help you get there. And by the way, you know, we've got detailed content, courses, summaries, audio training, all that stuff. We've got that stuff available, tools for you if you need it, on how to do all those things, right? Setting goals, being productive, creating a why, creating a compelling vision for yourself. We've got all that stuff available over on our site, deanbukhari.com. You can check that out. But for today, I thought, you know what, let me just share this idea of setting yearly themes. Because again, the problem oftentimes is, it's not about getting pumped up and inspired, which is good, but the thing is that that doesn't last. That's why most people are done. They've dropped their New Year's resolutions by February. They've forgotten about them. It's done, finished. The inspiration, the motivation's worn off. The idea of having a theme is to set you up to win every day, not set you up for unhappiness until you achieve your goal, but rather to achieve happily on a daily basis, to feel good about what you're doing every day, day in and day out, rather than to feel good when you get to the destination. So that's what the benefit of having a yearly theme is. Set your goals, set your resolutions, have that long horizon in mind, be optimistic about it. But then on a daily basis, as you plan out how to achieve your goal, how to achieve that big giant goal that you've set for yourself, remind yourself, hey, optimism, for instance, that's what I want this year to be about for me, right? And then as long as you are being that, then you've won. You've won the day. You haven't failed. You don't have to feel like crap. You can still feel good. You can feel good like a success. You can feel fulfilled about that day, right? And so, or if your theme, your yearly theme was education, if it's a personal sense of education, learning, for instance, then as long as you learn something that day, then you've set yourself up for success. Or if it's to educate others, well, then as long as you taught something to somebody that day, then you've set yourself up for success. So that's what we mean by setting a theme, sort of a way to provide a guiding light for your year. to give you a sense of sustainable fulfillment for your year. That's what this is about. So set yourself a theme. As soon as you get done with this podcast, get out there and do this. Don't leave it for later because you likely won't do it. It's best to do it while the iron is hot. Strike while the iron's hot. This is the time. So if you can, pull over the car. If you can, stop running. If you can, just grab a piece of paper or take out your note taker app on your phone and just jot down, hey, what are some ideas for my theme for this year? What do I want my year to be about? What am I going to live? What am I going to be? Who am I going to be about this year? Write it down, put it up somewhere big and bold that you'll look at it on a daily basis. Hey, happy new year to you. I hope you have a phenomenal year ahead. I hope it's filled with abundance and incredible successes. And I hope to hear about it. Hit me up at dean@deanbukhari.com. That's my email. Hit me up and let me know what your plans are for the year, what your theme is for the year. And I want nothing but success for you. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here with me. And here's to a phenomenal 2020. Happy New Year. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbukhari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bukhari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.